Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Darlene?
Doing pretty well.
What does that mean?
Yesterday I had to, I have a lab I've had for 12 years, and I had to put him down.
Oh, I know how that feels.
So, it's like the vet said, you know, we outlive our pets, and that makes it hard.
Yep. And sometimes we wait too long to put them out of their misery because we love them so much. I've seen that happen more times than I like to see also.
Well, he seems to have went, you know, like fairly fast. He was 12 years old,
uh-huh.
And he had a real white, high white count here about months ago.
Mm-hmm.
But his coat was good and everything. He looked good and everything, you know. He was eating, no problem. So anyway, just last Wednesday, his testicles swelled up like double.
Ouch.
And so I rushed him down to the vet, and he gave me some antibiotics. He says, we need to neuter him and see if we can take care of it that way, you know. And so I made the appointment for tomorrow, for today, actually,
mm-hmm.
And last week. And so then this morning, yesterday morning, I thought, he is so miserable. I just can't stand it.
Yep.
So I called the vet, and I says, I need to bring him in today because he's just so miserable. So anyway, he was also getting real lame on one side,
mm-hmm.
And so the vet says, I'm going to take an x-ray before I do this. And he said, if it's got into the bone, darling, it's not good. So anyway, he called me back and said the x-ray showed that the bone had just deteriorated around the socket and stuff. And so he said, you know, not even pain pills are going to help him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, okay, I'll just let him go.
Mm. I'm sorry for your loss.
But you know, the odd thing is that that's the same thing my husband passed away with.
Really?
Prostate type cancer, yeah.
Oh, my.
Rising into the bone.
I've never heard of a dog having it, but I'm sure it's not that uncommon.
Well, I don't know if they would call it that, because
mm-hmm.
When he was, you know, I took him in about his testicle, he did a manual check, and he said his prostate is very swollen, too.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, I have a hunch that, you know, it's not good news.
Hmm.
So
he had never been neutered, right?
No.
Okay.
My husband, you know, I had him, my husband passed away in 2004, and he had a thing. He does not like a male dog. He says it changed with animals. Not like, considered. Using honey. Anyway, onward and upward.
Yeah.
You shall pass.
Well, it'll take time, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been through this before?
Uh-huh. Mm.
Yeah. They are certainly a part of our lives.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, anybody else want to say hello?
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, Anita. And someone else says hello?
Hi, this is Kay.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Somebody's clinging some silverware or something. If they could just mute out, it would be helpful.
This is Loretta. Morning.
Good morning, Loretta. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Anita, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I was at the ferry today, so I've still got tired legs, but...
You scratched out. What? Why do you have tired legs?
Oh, I was at the ferry yesterday.
Oh, okay. Lots of walking.
In my cardio strides.
Okay. Does that help or not?
Oh, I loved it. My feet were fine when
uh-huh.
I had... But I did have tired legs.
Yeah. Sometimes they get a little heavy by the end of the day.
Well, I didn't notice too much.
Good. Anybody else want to say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Sounds like you just got up.
I did. Ran to the phone, ran outside, ran to the phone.
Hi, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get my schedule back.
Yeah. It's that time of year, huh?
Yes.
Anyone else want to say hello?
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Brenda?
I'm good.
Good. anyone
Nancy.
Else.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Nancy.
All these West Coast people, how are you?
Yeah, good, good. Glad to be here.
Anyone else? I guess, Loretta, you and I are the only ones from the East Coast, more or less.
Okay. Nancy, I have a quick question. When you did that last year, about this time, somewhere in this area, when you did that tomato rice soup, was that a typed one that you sent down, or did you just read it?
It's a good question. I don't remember.
Okay.
You want it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll go looking for it, but...
It's so easy, I could type it up and send it down.
Okay. That would be good for everybody else to
have. Do you remember?
I don't.
I'd rather have it in my lifestyle box because I move everything over at the end there if you want. So it's easy to get.
I think I may have. Anita, do you remember whether I sent it down or just because I remember you made it?
I don't remember that you did.
Yeah, okay, it's not a big deal.
I didn't either because I remember writing it, but I thought, well, maybe later you sent it and I didn't remember, but
I wish we only had tomatoes to make it. I'll have to go to my friendly farmer again.
Well, we do, and I've been doing tomatoes, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like to do that one.
Okay, I'll make it.
Do you don't can it made up, or do you?
I freeze it.
You freeze it, okay.
I freeze it. Yeah, I freeze it also, Shaw. I make into sauce.
Okay.
And I put in Ziploc bag, and I freeze it. I still have the last year batch from freezing it, and they do well. They come out the same. Because I'm not a very good canner, but I think freezing probably do better with nutrients-wise.
And did you freeze yours with the rice in it, Nancy, or just the sauce?
Totally finished.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
That's what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
So
that when I want it, all I do is take it out and defrost it.
Yeah. Denny really liked that, and so did
good.
I.
Good. Yeah, it's,
I want that one, too.
I've been making it for years.
I think I'm going to go out and find more ripe tomatoes today, since I've got all of them. Well, I've got a whole batch of them that I could make it out of already partially cooked, so.
When I go to the farmer, I specifically, and if he doesn't have them, I wait for them. I want very ripe to make it.
Yeah. Mine were ripe to mushy.
Yeah, that's what you want. You don't want rotten, but you definitely very ripe. And you know what?
Yeah.
I've always cut out where the stem is attached.
Yeah.
You probably don't even need to do that.
Really? I had Denny cut all mine out in one batch, and then...
Well, I say that because we're eating the seeds of apples.
I thought about that. I just thought maybe... Well, there's not that much of a change of flavor either.
I'll leave the attached stem, but
right.
Probably no need to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, my mother used to strain it in one of those, you know, that wooden thing that you used to, a wooden pie, ice cream cone shaped thing that you would rotate around, a thing that would, you know.
Yeah, Foley mill is what they call them now.
I just put it in the blender. She never did that.
Yeah, that's what I did too.
Yeah. It takes a lot. It takes several steps. And it takes me a long time because I make a lot at once.
Uh-huh.
I only do it once, and I'm not going. I have four huge pots on the stove going, so it's a lot, and it does take a long time.
Well, I got three kettles setting here, partly full in various stages, and one batch of tomato. Well, I made it in like tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Without any seasoning. So.
Yeah, my family loves it though.
Yeah, it was very good.
Thanks.
This is why, if we don't have a subject to talk about, I like to bring up a subject that I brought up before, and I guess I didn't really take it seriously. It's, you know, the sesame seed oil squish that I mailed around? I don't know if anyone ever started or did anything with it. Anyway, last week I went to Oregon, and my cousin was talking about it. I said, yeah, I know all about it, because I read up on it. I only did about a week of it, so I didn't really... I wasn't really religious at it for a while, but they had so many dramatic results with them because they were doing it for a few months. Their family was all asthmatic, and the wife had some sort of, you know, she had inflammatory, her knee hurts, that kind of stuff, but they were doing it for about a month stretch, and even all her kids will do it because, you know, the dad was very skeptical. His asthmatic is so bad, even got the air wellness and everything else, but... And all of that was cleared up totally. I was like, I mean, for someone skeptical he was able to do it, and even his children was squishing it. It's like one teaspoon of pure sesame seed oil in the morning before on an empty stomach, and you kind of like squish around in your mouth between your teeth for about half an hour, and it's kind of like it's transferred between your teeth because your teeth go to a lot of your organs, so it's actually cleaning your body out through your teeth. And you spit it out, and it should be all, like, white and all, you know, it shouldn't be much oil left after you squish with it because it's actually going in and out of your body, extracting all the toxin out of your body through your mouth. And you spit it out into a trash can and then rinse down with warm salt water, 1 teaspoon of salt water and 8 ounces of warm water, and rinse that really thoroughly. But yeah, that's just a simple method, but like they had so much result with it, and I mean the list go on and on and on of what it treats, so I've been doing it for about a week, but because, you know, it does bring about things, so it'll, you know, it'll bring out, you know, it'll detox your body as well. I noticed a big difference. I was constipated like for 4 days when I was in Oregon. I wasn't really, even though eating what I tried my best, but it's not my house, so I didn't really. It was my regular thing, but after one squish, I was like, whoa, went immediately afterwards. So that's how quickly it had effect on me. So I thought there's something good to share with that. So
now you didn't say 1 teaspoon of pure sesame seed oil in your mouth for 30 minutes.
Right. Squishes around between your teeth, squishes, but, you know, chew on it and, you know,
I would have so much saliva in my mouth, I'd be drowning.
No. It's amazing. It's just like, it's the same content when it's come out, actually. So just get squishing and chewing, squishing, chewing. It's actually the process is transferring between your teeth and mouth. So I don't know how to go with dentures because my mother-in-law had dentures, and when she spit it out, it's like pure as a needle, so... So I don't know whether she did it correctly or not, because I caught her putting it in the toilet. I said, don't put it in the toilet because, like, you know, I don't want to have the suit. Yeah, it should come out brothy. I thought the same way, too. But in the thing, it's 1 tablespoon, but there's no way. It's actually 1 teaspoon, because there's no way you can put 1 whole tablespoon in your mouth for that much long. But, no, it's amazing. It's the saliva and the oil doing exchanging process through your teeth, so it's
you don't want toasted sesame seed oil.
It's kind of like cold press. I got the cold press at home.
Okay.
But if it's pure, try that even. But it's like it's this process is like, you know, your teeth is like a living organ, so it's actually transferring between your teeth and your organs in and out through that process. And what it does is like extract all the bacteria, all the gunk stuff out of your body, so that way that stuff you spit out, spit in a trash can or somewhere, don't put in your sink or anything like that. And then rinse your mouth out thoroughly with salt water, warm salt water and baking soda even if you wanted to. But yeah, and people had gum diseases or loose tooth, you know, it would just like refrain that from moving out, so it's actually strengthening it. So the list goes on and on and what it does, treats and stuff. So I would try for any ailments.
I've never heard this before. Can I just reiterate for somebody who may have just tuned in?
I emailed out months and months and months ago, but
I never remember seeing it. So let me just read this back to you, what I wrote down. You take 1 teaspoon of pure sesame seed oil in the morning on an empty stomach, and you swish it around for a half hour in your mouth. You chew it and squish it and the whole thing for a half hour. Then you
swish
it out into your garbage. And then you rinse your mouth with a teaspoon to 1 cup of warm water. And you just swish that around for, what, a minute or something?
Yeah, just mainly, you know, just get your teeth clean. Just rinse it out. Mm-hmm.
Then just go about your day.
That's it.
Wow.
You know, if you have more issues, you can do it as much as 3 times a day on an empty stomach. You know, obviously these guys are very religious at it because they had a lot of issue with their asthma and stuff, and it was allergy was getting so bad, and, you know, they try everything under the sun, and when they mentioned that, I know everything about it, because and they said, oh my gosh, you know everything about it. So I explained it to them, back to them, and said, that's exactly what we did. But I didn't really religiously do anything for a while, just like 1 week of it. But I didn't, you know, go on. But obviously they were diligent at it and got lots of results with our third surprise.
How quickly are people seeing changes?
Well, for me, like I said, like I was constipated just because of my trip to Oregon for a few days, and I just like, boom, got relief immediately with that. But it brings about things, so I don't know whether my UTI was able to brought about that, but it'll bring sometimes if people have skin thing, they'll bring up about your skin too because it's bringing out the toxin. So sometimes it gets a bit worse before it gets better if your body is toxic. So, you know, everything, you know, like I said, going through the process is normal. So if your body's going through a toxic diarrhea or whatever, or loosen up or breakout, it's your body is getting rid of toxic. So it's normal. So it's okay. It's nothing to be frightened of. And then it'll get better. So, I mean, they were doing it for months. So they were doing it. They're still doing it, obviously. But, you know, it's a simple process. Sometimes it's just like, yeah, just getting used to doing it in the morning and watch it.
So once you feel better, do you need to continue doing it every day, once a week, or at all?
I don't know. It's up to the individual. You can try. I mean, I'm just restarting again, and I'm experiencing for myself, but there's so much. Actually, there's an English version of that. I'll email it down again, and even though the article said 1 tablespoon, go ahead, do 1 teaspoon, because I had people who have been using it for a while. I'll resend the article on it. Yeah. But, yeah, this, I mean, it's a really long article, but I'm just simplifying, going through the process of just squishing and doing it. Yeah. So,
now, I was going to ask, were these eating plants?
No. They're still regular, whatever they're eating, because that wasn't, you know, on the conversation, you know. They weren't even, yeah, they're still whatever they're eating. But her joints got better. She didn't have knee issues, and the asthma just got rid of. And because the kids have, you know, the whole house are asthmatic. But, yeah, all those things.
I'm assuming you get the sesame seed oil at a health food store?
Asian store have it here, yeah. But I'm hoping to get a fresh batch because my cousin in Tacoma, he owns a restaurant business, and he has somewhere that's less fresh for him. So hopefully I'm going to call him and get him. I'll call him, actually, not hopefully, so I can get a real nice batch from that. So, yeah, you have to watch it. Some of them mix in soya beans, that kind of stuff. My sister, when she hears, she got one and they got soybean. Oh, this tastes like lucky. I said, no, it doesn't taste really nice and fragrant, but she read it's like a soybean and sesame seed. So the pure one, it's a cold press, but just, you know, if you get a pure one, that's good enough. And if you get cold press, that's even better. So.
Thanks, Wayne. This is a new one for me.
Yeah, I thought about it a while back, but because I didn't take notice of it until I had so much good testimonials. So I thought, okay, I thought this is good to share.
Never know what you're going to learn on these calls. I always say that. Anyone else want to bring anything else up? I have a couple of things, but I'll wait. Anyone else have a question, thought, or concern? I have a question. Anybody watch Dr. Oz yesterday?
No.
Oh, my. It was interesting. It was, you know, I noticed on yesterday's program there was a segment on weight, and I saw the upcoming one for today, which is on right now, and again, there's a segment on weight, so he's definitely going to do that, and I think this really educational hour, unfortunately.
Is he on a particular network?
We have him on the same network as Oprah. That doesn't mean that you will. He's on right now here.
I don't know what he's on here, but he's on Fox here. So.
Oh, and we have him on ABC here. What do you have Oprah on?
Stay. Oprah's on CBS here. So.
Okay. See, so it's not. So there, yeah, you just have to check with your TV book. So, interesting program.
He should have it listed on his website.
DrOz.com. They did a thing on fibroids. I remember a whole segment on fibroids, which is a very common thing for women. I was interested in that because I just discovered last week that I have one on my uterus, which I've never had before. And one woman actually stood up and cured hers naturally with food.
What did you have,
Matt? A fibroid.
Oh, okay.
Gee,
somebody else just talked to one of us yesterday had one also.
Uh-huh. He actually showed what they look like. There was a woman on he brought up someone from the audience who does have fibroids, and he showed what they look like, and they can be either inside, on the outside, you know, attached or unattached to the uterus. One of the signs is running to the bathroom frequently, which unfortunately I thought that was just part of my aging process, but maybe that's part of it. And he mentioned soy and, well, you'll love this one, seaweed helps fibroids to prevent them and to help them go away or at least not be a bother.
Now, what part of soy did he say? Like fermented?
Tofu.
Tofu, okay.
Yes. And I have to listen to that part again. I specifically saved that part to listen to again because the way he was saying it, I wasn't quite positive that, you know, he brought up that it's a phytoestrogen, and I wasn't sure if that was good or bad, but I'm almost positive that it was. Those are two things that you should eat. Of course, she made a face when she ate, and when she ate the seaweed, and he had a dry and a wet version of it. My son eats this and thinks it's great. I haven't found a liking for it, but I certainly
have. Have you tried a crunchy one that's in single pack? That's seasoned. It doesn't have energy, but seasoned, and that's really yummy with fries. You kind of roll it around like seasoned.
Yeah.
Sushi without anything else. Yeah, well, the thing why Japanese women and Asian women don't have many menopausal, a lot of women issue is because the soy and the seaweed that we have in our diet, and yes, it's the fetal estrogen that what the American women are lacking, and plus you guys have all these horrible hormones through your milk, dairy, and everything else, and that throw everything else out. But in the seaweed, even on the kelp, you can cook it and get their liquid from it. Just I got some, and my Japanese friend, well, she married to a Japanese, and she goes, oh, this is what I do with it. I use it to make stock dashi or with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, oh, okay, so I have an idea what to do with it. But
they're
dirt cheap. It's just the minerals and all that in the kelp and the seaweed that we don't regularly have in the regular plants.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
And I think that's interesting that you'd say that because the naturopath, when I was talking with him, he brought up soy flavones, and not to be confused with soy isolate. And he goes, no, soy flavones. He says are really, really beneficial for women also.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then we prepare our soy milk ourselves anyway. So and then organic soy, so we're not caring for all the stuff that they're manufactured or processed. So that's the soy you're kind of concerned. My friend just gave me a CD to listen through. It's from one of the doctor and naturopath that she talked the subject on soy, and it's really good because it's really things out about the positive and the negative side too, and how it got such a bad name, etc. But it's pretty much it's for the dairy industry that have all this stuff. But I want to see if I can make a copy of that sent to you. But it's nicely explained of the benefits and what all the misconception that we hear, that kind of stuff. So people say, oh, I have breast cancer. My doctor say I can't have soy because it's not true, this kind of stuff. But the amount of soy you have, you don't have, like, a tons a day to affect. So people have a lot of misconceptions. So I met someone say, I can't have any soy because my doctor said so, and she's really obese. Weight and to say, oh, I'm worried about I'm getting breast cancer because my whole family got breast cancer and I can't have soy. And I said, okay, that's not the issue there, you know.
Well, he started the segment off with asking what is the most common surgery. And it's hysterectomy. And I think he said there were like 600,000 a year. And he said 3/4 of them are unnecessary. And, of course, with fibroids, he said, if your doctor tells you you need a hysterectomy, make sure to get a second opinion. So it was interesting. might be just something you want to check out and maybe watch or not. But it was a good program. Anyone else have any more comments on this topic?
Is he having these recorded on his website?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, when you said check out and watch, oh, you mean feature episodes.
Right. I just might want to check out the program and see if you want to spend time on.
Definitely.
Yeah. It sounds like, just because of the audience, a couple people who talk, he must be taping in New York. He actually said yesterday he was born in Cleveland, was not raised here, but was born here.
Denny said he is taping in New York. Denny picked that up from someplace.
Yeah, they do sound like they're New Yorkers there. So, it's an interesting program. Anyone else have any questions or thoughts while we go on? I just have some a couple of things from the chiropractor. For Alzheimer's, he said vitamin D3 and curcumin, or bactocurry and turmeric, which we talked about a little bit yesterday, they help clear up and clean up any amyloid protein that causes plaque that causes Alzheimer's. Vitamin D3 and curcumin help reduce inflammation of Alzheimer's, and it's the blood-brain barrier that's broken. The immune system needs to stay strong, which we've talked about with everything. And vitamin D3 and curcumin can help and raise the immune system. Turmeric is a powerful antioxidant. It also helps the cardiovascular disease. It lowers inflammation. It helps with cholesterol. Turmeric is called the Asian aspirin. Anybody ever hear that?
No, huh?
Yeah. D3 helps with amyloid protein. It strengthens your bones, your immune system, your heart. It helps prevent flu. And he mentioned that Dr. Donald Miller from the University of Washington says 500 units of vitamin D3 a day can prevent the flu. So I know that we've talked about D3 before, especially in the beginning of the summer. I'm assuming that you get it from the sun, and I think we've discovered then some of it, at least, is in, and I forget whether it was the lacto or the osteodense or multis, but I think that some of it's there. Anybody know any way of finding out how much is in there?
I thought it was on the, one of them's got it listed, something's got it listed on the label, but I know it wasn't nearly enough for me. They told me to take about 4,000 units a day.
And this is the D3 specifically?
Right.
Yeah.
D3 specifically.
Yeah, okay. He said 500.
Well, for that, but.
Well, right.
Different things.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying. So, you know, we're right in. In fact, I think today, Dr. Oz, I think I just heard, is going to be talking about swine flu. But, yeah, it's a good idea to boost, I think, the immune system is the key to all of this that's going on.
Well, on Fox last night, they said there had been 600 deaths in the United States due to swine flu.
Well, 35,000 people a year die from flu anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm not negating anything. I'm not making it simple that, you know, they're going to die in it. But the bottom line is it, quote, the pandemic that TV wants you to think it is.
Right, overemphasizing it, yeah.
Yeah.
And they haven't been saying much. That's the first time I've heard that even the number of deaths, but they're really plugging the vaccines, I know.
I think
I was just looking on the osteodense.
Yeah.
It has vitamin D, 400 IU, but it also has turmeric root extract.
As does lactoferrin has turmeric in it also. But it just doesn't say D3, it just says D?
No, it just says D.
Yeah. I don't know if we...
The lactoferrin also has the turmeric
root
extract.
Yeah, I remember that. So obviously those are good things to be taking. But the D3, I don't know whether we need to take it separately or how we can find out if it is.
Yeah, I do take it separately.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good thing then. Okay. Anyone else have any thoughts or concerns or questions? We got a brochure little newsletter from the Cleveland Clinic last week, and the entire four very large pages fold over. The whole thing is called Managing Pain, and you know, they're calling pain a disease now, at least at the Cleveland Clinic. And they one of the articles is on chronic abdominal pain, which I guess is pretty common, more common in women. Another is decompression and the pain involved with that. They are opening different types of pain clinics at the Cleveland Clinic for depending on what kind of pain you have. One is for cancer, how you can manage just with diabetes, the pain involved with that. It's very rampant and totally disabling. They have a little girl here who had complex regional pain syndrome as a child, and you know, people doctor and look for different resolutions to their pain, and I don't know. It's
well, you know, Carol Guth was head of two or three pain clinics, which was being introduced to NECAM. And what amazed her, and she couldn't tell the story without tearing up, was that she had a gentleman on the gurney. This is Denny's first meeting of her. Had a gentleman on the gurney when she asked Denny and her brother to see if they could do something for this man. She was about to inject him to numb his leg all the way down his body because it was so excruciating he couldn't take it anymore. And he had this done. Had it done before as far as in her clinic. And so they simply, you couldn't touch the leg, you couldn't touch the area at all, and they simply stacked some towels on top of his leg and then gently rolled the mag boys on it for about 10 minutes. He got off the table. He started moving around. He says, "I can just feel it a little bit." They said, "Get back on the table." And they did it some more, another 5 or 10 minutes, and he jumped off the table, did deep knee bends, and started screaming, "The pain's gone." Everybody at the pain clinic came running over to see it, and she's standing there all teared up. She can't believe something that she argued with her brother about could be so simple and eliminate the pain. Well, now, jet forward, instead of the mag boys use the power mag or the body energizer, and we've got, you know, that had to be the first thing that popped into my mind when you said pain clinic, man.
Mm-hmm.
Because we shouldn't deny. Oh, there is one other little one, if you want me to deviate, it's just like one sentence. On Fox News last night, there was a report of evidence that a slimy algae substance being found in shower heads that can create bacteria in the lungs.
Uh-huh.
And they said, change your shower head more frequently. And I thought, well, if that isn't a pitch for our shower head.
And they said that metal was better than plastic, at least the report that I heard.
Okay, that didn't come into the one I heard.
Yeah, it does not harbor as much bacteria.
Yeah, well, plastic is terrible for harboring bacteria.
Uh-huh.
Your food doesn't last as long in the refrigerator in plastic containers as it does in glass.
So do you clean the outside of your shower head with anything, Shar?
Nope.
Okay. Well, it's just important to make sure your cartridge is clean.
Yes. I've never seen anything, or usually Denny can smell anything that has any buildup, but maybe, I would assume there would be some odor possibly attached to it.
Well, you may smell chlorine if you're really sensitive, I would imagine.
Right. But not. We don't in ours. We sure do in ours.
Right. Yeah. Getting back to pain for a minute, of course, they mentioned fibromyalgia also. Isn't Carol an anesthesiologist?
She is, yes.
So they were the ones, and they still are, I'm sure, who are doing the injections.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. that almost reminds me of the story of Bob Purdy, who became involved with NECAN. He's a podiatrist from Ohio because he literally rolled the Mag Boys over an orthopedist, or was an OB, I forget whether it was an OB, I think it was an OB, who had gout. And after this was on the CD that I have. After 10 minutes, there was nothing, and he thought, this is ridiculous. You know, I can't believe they think I'm going to believe this does anything. But he continued to roll the Mag Boys, and within another 10 minutes, he literally watched the swelling go down. So, same kind of thing. It blows doctors away, and that's the best news. Are we still connected?
Yes.
Okay, got very quiet. Anyone have any questions or thoughts? We're getting close to the time.
You were talking about people using the magnet and all, and we have a new community center in our town, and a friend of mine kind of is in charge of booking people to work from there, and she kept telling me they needed somebody to volunteer, you know, doing things for the seniors there. And the bright idea hit me that because I have a client who needed a rollout because of pain in her back, only a lot of people are leery about getting a rollout because they don't want to impose on me. So I asked my friend, what do you think about me coming in maybe every other week on a regular basis and just doing complimentary rollouts for a few hours in the afternoon to the seniors who want to feel better? She thought it was a wonderful idea. And my friend who has a rollout system also is going to join me. And we're going to start every 2 weeks to begin with and see how that goes and just make it a service for the seniors in the senior center. So I'm anxious to find out what we end up with from that as far as helping people out.
Will you do this on the bed or on a chair? How will you do it?
Yeah, I am going to purchase a massage table.
Okay.
And she's going to get a chair, the massage chair.
And are you going to call it a rollout or just a massage?
A magnetic massage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we generally call it to people that are strangers to the technology anyway, Japanese magnetic massage.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, and then we were brainstorming yesterday and thought, you know, we should have some, because we're not going to sell, we're not going to try to describe anything during that time. That is just for them. If they want to know anything more, they can book an appointment with us later. But we'll take the little magnet patches with us, and if they have a particularly sensitive area, they're cheap enough that it can be another little service. We give them one or something. I think it'll work out really well.
You're doing community service.
Community service.
Keep us posted how that goes.
Okay.
With elderly people, sometimes they're kind of frail, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure that you realize that it will be a different type of rollout with people like that very often.
Oh, yeah, and we have to really watch any pacemakers or kidney or anything like that, but make sure we take a good history before we do it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, well, I think it would be good if you started with a meeting to tell them what you're doing, like an information meeting. And I went, oh, really? Okay. Like, you're walking right into it. But, yeah. And our heart is community service in this. And if it leads to more, which I know it will, because everything that's done with a pure heart ends up being better. But the whole point is community service.
Are these people who may or may not have money?
They may or they may not.
Okay.
I don't really care as long as I can help somebody to feel better.
Uh-huh.
And I also will redo them every week if they want to be redone.
Okay.
Because word will travel.
Mm-hmm.
And people will be helped, and that will be good.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll come back to you.
Yeah.
Great. You may end up selling a lot of sleep systems.
I may, and I may end up just helping people, too.
Absolutely.
Or is every time somebody is helped, and even like Margaret Michelina, the one who had the stroke, and 2 years later, when she comes back and she says, you know, I was hurting the other day and I wrapped up in my blanket and I felt so good. That is reward to me.
Mm.
Right.
Sure. It just feels so good when somebody comes back and says, you changed my life, you saved my life. This used to hurt and it doesn't anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Give me more. You know, that's what people may say to you. You know, you did such a great job last week. I felt so good for X number of hours, days, minutes, whatever. Can we try again, see if it lasts longer?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'll start with the seniors, but I think I will open it up to the community. Anybody who wants to come and get it, I'm willing.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of area here, I think, that can be reached.
Even the staff, I know that my mom spent the last 2 years of her life here in a nursing home, and when I saw the staff lifting them, my mother was always very skinny and probably didn't weigh more than maybe 120, but, you know, some of these patients are rather large, and to see staff try and lift them has got to hurt their backs. And you know, just to put a flex in their back would be so helpful. And a pair of mag steps in their shoes.
Yeah.
So you never know where it's going to go. That's a great thing you're doing, Brenda.
Well, thank you.
You obviously like older people.
I hear people, I have several older clients. I have younger. And because they're stuck with me for an hour or more to talk, I hear a lot of their pain, a lot of their agony.
Yeah.
And a lot of times for many years I've been saying, you know, I wish I could just roll this magnet thing on your back for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't want to impose. Most of it is they don't want to impose on me.
Mm.
So I thought, you know, if I'm set up and we're sitting there waiting, that will take away that imposition.
Yeah.
It will also probably take away that push, that negative push. Well, let me do this to you. The people tend to pull back. Well, you know, so I don't know. I'm thinking maybe it'll just be a little more inviting.
Mm-hmm. I have come across people who don't like to be touched.
Oh, yes, me too.
Yeah. And so, you know, doing a massage is just something that they would never allow or that you would have to really work your way into.
Well, sometimes they don't like to be touched, but that is a neutral tool, too, and I found that they'll accept that where normally they wouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
Or they'll even tell you they wouldn't normally.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they realize the benefit of the whole massage, whether it's a kneecap massage or a regular massage, how good it is for the body.
They're starting to realize it, but, you know, it's an area that they're tippy-toeing into. So I figured this will provide an atmosphere where they're comfortable at their own senior center, in the community center, and they will feel more welcome
mm-hmm.
to come and do it.
You know, Brent,
and then the business in the afternoon there, we're going to, a couple of times a week, have classes.
Brenda, you could even have a little card made up that said that they could read, if there's a place there to set it near you, that would just list the benefits or what it is, or, you know, it's just a statement about it.
Yes. Yeah.
So sometimes if they've got something, I know when we've done the fairs, if there's a card, you know, a little easel thing that they can just stand and read, they'll stand and read it. They'll say no thank you, but they'll stand and read it.
Or a handout when you're having the first meeting.
Yep.
Yeah. And then word of mouth is going to be what it'll be. I believe it'll be word of mouth. I've never had a rollout. I've never given a magnetic back massage that somebody didn't like. And sleep better that night. They always sleep better that night. So the opportunity there, I know my husband has tremendous pain with his fibromyalgia. And when I started doing magnetic massages on him, he was afraid of it, and he wouldn't let me touch it. And I could not touch the bottom of his back with the roller at all. Now he begs for them because it helps him. So I'm just wondering if we go back to the old hands-on thing and help people experience something, if it might be good.
I'll be anxious to see how this goes with you. Sounds really cool.
You know, it's interesting, too. Plus, my sense of purpose is different. My sense of purpose is to give people relief. And as far as getting them connected to NECAN, if they want to, great. If they don't, great. I just want to give them relief.
Mm-hmm.
And I really believe that sense of purpose will be better.
Yep. You never know what you're going to stimulate in that kind of a situation.
Mm-hmm. But then that takes into the coaching for food and eating and everything else later, if they ask for it.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Anyone else have any final questions, thoughts, or concerns? We are way past again. But I appreciate you piping in, Brenda, with that information.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, guys. Thanks, everybody, for participating. We had some interesting topics today. Brenda will be back tomorrow, and have a great day.
Thank you, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye, Nancy.
Bye-bye.